O Lord, how marvelous is your name. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship. Join us, won't you, for this next hour or so as we worship God Almighty and our Savior and our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today with grateful and joyful hearts. Circumstances around us may be trying at times, but we know that as we trust in you and in your unfailing love, we can have the joy of the Lord in our lives. Father, help us to comprehend a little bit your wonderful, marvelous grace and your wonderful love. The Bible says that while we were still sinners, you loved us. And you died for us. The Bible says that you love the whole world so much that you gave your only Son on the cross of Calvary to pay the debt that we could not pay, so that we may be declared forgiven of our sins and be able to stand in your presence today, worshiping you and praising your holy name. And Father, I thank you that this is only the beginning. That following our time on earth, you will bring us home to be with you. And we will be with you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it goes on and on. And we will take great joy in being in your presence. The Bible says that you have prepared things for us that we can't even imagine. Hasn't even entered our minds. The wonderful things that you have in store for us because of your great love for us. Lord, if that doesn't fill us with joy, I don't know what will. And just worshiping you and praising your name fills us with joy. So thank you for placing that praise in our hearts as we contemplate your great love for us. Father, I pray for that person that's listening today that may be struggling. Maybe they don't know you as their Almighty God and Jesus as their Savior and Redeemer. I pray, Father, that you might just inform them today of how much you love them. Through the music and the scriptures and the devotional we'll share later on. I pray that when this hour is over, they might also feel the joy that I feel, knowing that my sins have been forgiven, covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed on the cross of Calvary, as a substitute for me. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your love for me. And for the joy that you place in my heart. Truly, you are the joy of my life.
about His love, think about His goodness, think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. So great is the measure of our Father's love. How could I forget His love?
Think about His love. That's what we come together to do. To consider the wide expanse and the deep dimensions of God's love for us. Let that thought dwell in your heart tonight. Because God is for us. He is. And His word confirms it. Refreshing breezes of God's love are drifting over us today. And where they do, His love clears away confusion and awakens worship. And the result of experiencing God's love for us should compel us to love Him more, so that we can begin to love each other more. God's immeasurable love is for us, you and me. So let's take some time right now to think about it. Think about His love, His goodness, and His great mercy, and let it change us.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure of our Father's love.
So great, so great, so great is the measure of our
Jesus, we crown you with praise and adoration today. Beautiful song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, soloist Susan Petrie. This is a call to worship. In a moment, I'm going to share with you the 15th Psalm. And now here's Psalm 15, a Psalm of David. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless, and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart, and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong, and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken.
Thank you.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from the National Christian Choir and their song, Abba, Father. Right now, Robin Thompson Clark in the cello and the song, Jesus, How We Love You. Thank you so much for worshiping with us today, and I want to thank you for your letters and your financial help when you're able. This program is kept on the air because of people like you who listen and contribute to this ministry, and I just want to say thank you. And I hope you'll also contact this station and let them know how much you appreciate the fact that they carry Call to Worship each week. I can't give the addresses for all the stations, but I can give you our address. If you'd like to write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Now that's quite a piece. You can go to our website at www.calltoworship.us, and you can find that address on their website. And you can also give online, too. Might you mention that? Save you a stamp. And, of course, there are lots of other things that you need to do by checking us out. There are some great things on that website, like the playlist for today's broadcast. I have that on the website, and you can check it out and even print it out. And you can also find out the scripture that we shared today, Psalm 15. That's on that website. And there's some other things there, complete list of the stations that carry the program, and lots of things like that. So check us out here at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And by the way, for people who give to the ministry, we send out to you every 3 months a wonderful daily devotional called The Word for You Today. So our next issue will be coming out in June, and if you're interested, you can get a copy of that when you give to this radio ministry. Thank you so much. Coming up later in this broadcast today, we're going to be talking about the joy of the Lord. Jesus gives us the stamina that we need to deal with obstacles and opposition in our life. But what is the joy of the Lord, and how can we experience it? Well, the joy of the Lord is independent of feelings. Like circumstances, our emotions are unreliable. And the joy of the Lord is dependent on our faith in an unchanging Lord, in His plans, His purposes in our lives. The joy of the Lord is accompanied by two familiar companions, peace and hope. When God's joy is ours, so are His peace and hope. And the joy of the Lord is a gift from God. It flows from heaven down, and our responsibility is just to receive it and to enjoy it by faith. We'll be talking more about the joy of the Lord a little later on in the broadcast. Well, right now, let's get back to the song that's been playing in the background with Robin Thompson Clark at the cello and the song entitled, Jesus, How We Love You. from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Joy. Meditations on God's Abiding Joy, published by Zondervan Corporation. Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Today I'm going to continue to talk a little bit about joy. You know, Nehemiah coined the phrase, "the joy of the Lord," as the Hebrews heard the word of God afresh after many years of neglecting God's instructions. The throng wept as they heard the great truths of Scripture. And Nehemiah encouraged the people not to grieve any longer, "for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Nehemiah 8:10. Now the principle remains in force. God's joy gives us the stamina that we need to deal with obstacles and opposition. There are appropriate seasons for grief and sorrow, but to nurture them courts lethargy and melancholy. God's joy fuels our confidence. It strengthens our spiritual fiber and gives us hope for the future. But what is the joy of the Lord, and how can we experience it? Well, the joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances. Whenever our joy is connected to the conditions of our environment, too many periods of adversity, too many bouts with frustrating problems, joy will ride on the winds of favorable or unfavorable happenings. We make the errant choice of looking for our joy in all the wrong places. What seems secure today can vanish tomorrow. What appears to be the rational choice now can bring great disappointment later on. Now that's number one. The joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances. Number two, the joy of the Lord is independent of feelings. Like circumstances, our emotions are unreliable. Some mornings we awaken with a great sense of well-being, but on other days we rise with feelings of dread or anxiety. None of our feelings are to be trusted, nor are they capable of sustaining the joy of the Lord. So the joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances, the joy of the Lord is independent of feelings, but the joy of the Lord is dependent on our faith in an unchanging Lord, in His plans and purposes for our lives. So wise and good is God's plan for us, that John Newton wrote, "If it were possible for me to alter any part of His plan, I could only spoil it." You see, faith in God's gracious provision is the ignition key to experiencing God's joy. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him." Number one, remember, the joy of the Lord is independent of circumstances. The joy of the Lord is independent of feelings. The joy of the Lord is dependent on our faith in an unchanging Lord. And four, the joy of the Lord is accompanied with two familiar companions, peace and hope. When God's joy is ours, so are His peace and hope. Yes, the problems may be perplexing, but the peace that transcends circumstances keeps our mind steady on God. The outlook may be inauspicious, but our hope is grounded on the unfailing love of God. Wherever God's joy is abundant, His peace prevails, and our hope is firmly anchored. So let's go over those four one more time. The joy of the Lord is independent of our circumstances. The joy of the Lord is independent of feelings. The joy of the Lord is dependent on our faith in an unchanging Lord. The joy of the Lord is accompanied with two familiar companions, peace and hope. And finally, the joy of the Lord is a gift from God. Remember what James says in 1:17? "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." The joy of the Lord flows from heaven down, and our responsibility is simply to receive it and enjoy it by faith. God's joy fuels our faith to face future obstacles. Heavenly Father, I am so thankful that Your joy is unceasingly fresh and alive every day. My strength comes from banking on Your inexhaustible supply of gladness and hope in the good times and in the bad. Your plans are for my welfare and my good, to give me a future and a hope. And truly, Father, my joy is in you, and you are the joy of my life.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
You are my strength.
Jesus, you are my all in all, the joy of my life. Well, thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Thank you so much for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. And remember that Call to Worship's ministry is part of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Don Marsh Singers and Orchestra and their song simply entitled, Isn't He?